我们的时间过得很快。
The time has surely passed very rapidly.
来到最后一个晚上。
Now we have come to the last evening of the conference.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord help us.
叫每一个弟兄姊妹到这个聚会来都得到价值。
So everyone receives something invaluable when they come.
我们读几处圣经。
Let's read a few passages.
我们先读启示录二十一章。
First Revelation chapter 21.
第九节到第十节
Verses 9 and 10.
大家翻到没有
Have you found it?
翻到我们一起读
If you have, let's read it together. One of the seven angels who had a seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
好，这里说到教会三个身份。
And here you see the three positions of God's church.
基督的心腹。
One is the bride of Christ.
羔羊的妻。
And the lamb, the wife of the lamb.
最后说新耶路撒冷城。
And lastly, the new Jerusalem.
我们读旧约的耶利米书。
And let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
十八章。
Chapter 18.
我们从一节读到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him.
我们读新约约翰福音第七章
John chapter 7
37节到39节
Verses 37 to
39我们一起读
John chapter 7 On the last and greatest day of theFestival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this he meant the Spirit whom those who believed in him were led later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given since Jesus had not been glorified.
我们读撒迦利亚书第四章
The book of Zechariah, chapter 4,
第十节
verses 10.
我们记住
Let's read it together. Who despised the day of small things? Men will rejoice when...They see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. The seven eyes are the eyes of the Lord, which range throughout the land.
第九章十六到十七节。
Chapter 9, verses 16 and 17. The Lord their God will save them on that day as the flock of His people. They will sparkle in His land like jewels in a crown. How attractive and beautiful they will be, grain will make
them. 十章第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1. Ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who makes the storm clouds. He gives showers of rain to men and plants of the field to everyone.
好。今天我们在地上最宝贵的神的工作
The most precious work of God today
今天神只有一个工作
It's only one work.
就是教会
That is his church.
除了教会是没有工作
Aside from church, God has no other work.
今天神不管世界上的事
And God doesn't care what's going on in this world.
神只管神的儿女
He only cares about what happens to his children.
所以我们神的儿女要知道我们的身份何等的尊贵
Therefore, be made aware of how precious and honorable we are.
我们神的儿女最后会变成什么情形呢
And what kind of condition will eventually turn into at the end?
这就我们在启示录二十一章所读的圣经
And we just read in the Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章说教会最后的身份
It talks about the last position of the church.
他说教会三个身份
There are three positions.
第一羔羊的新基督的新妇
First, we are the bride of Christ.
第二是羔羊的妻
Secondly, we are the wife of the Lamb.
第三是新耶路撒冷城
Thirdly, we are that new Jerusalem.
在这里约翰说教会三个不同的方面
So John talked about the three different aspects of God's church.
我们是基督的新妇
On one hand, we are the bride of Christ.
这是说到教会的生命
And that is the life of the church.
我们是羔羊的妻
And also, we are the wife of the Lamb.
这是说到我们教会的道路。
That speaks of the way on which the church walks.
就叫做新耶路撒冷城。
And thirdly, we are that city of Jerusalem.
这是说到教会的见证和建造。
And that speaks of the construction and testimony of church.
约翰把教会三个不同的身份。
So the three positions of church.
在最后。
Was explained by John at the end. And he was telling us the glory the church shall have at the end. We are the bride of Christ. Why is that so?
因为我们有他的生命
Because we have his life.
我们得救的时候
And when we were saved.
神把他自己的生命给了我们
God gave his life to us.
神把他的儿子给了我们
He gave us his son.
这是最大的一件事
And that is the greatest thing.
所以我常常说基督徒最大的神迹是什么
Oftentimes I say, what is considered the greatest miracle for Christians?
我们最大的神迹不是赶鬼和医病
Miracles are not to cast out demons or healing sickness.
我们最大的神迹我们生命改变
The greatest miracle happened to Christians are the changing life.
在全世界生的儿女
And all the children of God in this world.
都和世人不一样
We are different from the worldly people.
在人中间各种各样不同的人
And you see different races, different peoples in this world.
我们中国人很复杂的
And Chinese are particularly complicated.
东北、北方、华中、南方所有中国人都不一样
Just Chinese alone, we have different parts in that country.
连讲的话都不一样
And we have different dialects.
我跑到中国去
When you go to China,
我都听不懂。
And there are many dialects I could not even understand.
但是我有个好处，我到中国只访问教会。
But the good thing is I only visit church when I go to China.
到教会完全不一样。
So it's so different when you go to church in China.
全中国教会都一样。
Because church is the same throughout the entire China land.
一个生命。
They all share the same life, same kind of living,
一个表现
same kind of manifestation,
一个选择
and only one choice.
因为我们得到了一个生命
because we all have that one same life,
主把他的生命分给我们
which is the life of Jesus himself,
分给全世界的基督徒
The Lord Jesus has given us his life.
我们无论到什么地方去
Therefore, it doesn't matter where we go in this world.
只要我们找到神的儿女
As long as you find children of God.
我们神的儿女有大的意在我们当中
And there's this huge unity, oneness in us.
这个意是什么
What does that mean?
这个意就是耶稣基督
And what is that oneness? That is Jesus Christ himself.
我们信的一位主
We all believe in one Lord.
我们得到了一个生命
We receive the same one life.
是把所有神的儿女都联合在一起了。
And that oneness unites us all.
所以我们是基督的新妇。
So we are the bride of Christ.
这个生命在今生要改变我们。
And this life of Christ will change us in the days of our lives.
所以我最大的神迹就是我们生命的改变。
Therefore, the greatest miracle for us is the changed life.
我们今年生命都得到改变了
And your and my lives have been changed
一生当中是能做一个最大的工作在我们身上
And that is the greatest work in the days of our lives
要改变我们的天然生命
That is to change our natural life
这是我们天天在这里要做学的功课
And this is a daily lesson for all of us
主要改变我们。
The Lord wants to change us.
要把我们的斑点皱纹都去掉。
To remove all the spots, the wrinkles on us.
斑点是外面沾染上来的。
And spots are obtained through our things.
皱纹是生命长出来的。
Wrinkles is a sign of life.
斑点我们要外面沾染上来，你可以洗掉。
Spots maybe can be washed away.
你脸上有了皱纹能洗吗？
But can you do away with your wrinkles?
皱纹是生命长出来的。
Because that comes with your age.
年龄到了那个时候，你长出皱纹来了。
And when the time comes, you have wrinkles naturally.
天然生命都一样的。
All the natural life follows this rule.
而主把他的新生命给了我们。
And yet the Lord has given us His new life.
就要去掉我们的天然生命。
To do away with our natural, our old life.
给我们基督新造的生命。
And instead gives us a newly created life of Christ.
教会逐渐在改变。
That's why church is constantly being changed.
今天你看我也不大好，我看你也不大好。
If you look at each other today, we find all kinds of shortcomings in each other.
我们都有大的盼望。
But we all share a great hope.
主来的时候，
That is when the Lord returns.
我们都要改变像他。
We all shall be transformed to be just like him.
大家信不信？
Do you believe that?
今生我们活着要学一个非常大的功课。
Therefore, this is a very important lesson for our life.
我们要逐天逐日的跟随圣灵。
Means we will daily follow the Holy Spirit.
要否认我们的天然生命。
And we need to deny our natural life.
让主掌权在我们里面。
And allow the Lord to reign within us.
每一天我们都跟随主。
Every day we learn to follow the Lord.
每一件事我们都学功课。
On everything we learn from him.
让主进来。
To allow the Lord to come in.
让天然生命放在死地。
And allow the natural life to be put to death.
我们的生命就一直会增长。
Then we will naturally grow.
当我们去借主的时候，我们自己找到自己的顶峰了。
And when the point when we see the Lord, we have reached our maximum.
就要今生得要好好追求主啊。
That's why we need to pursue the Lord in today's life.
我们的日子不多啊。
Because we don't have many days left on earth.
我的年龄比你们都大一点的。
Of course, I'm older than almost all of you here.
我曾经年轻过啊。
You know, I was young once.
我曾经很小的孩子时候我还记得。
And I still remember when I was a little boy.
一转眼就变得那么大了。
Before I know it, I have turned 87.
一转眼我们一生的时间都过去了。
Before I know All the days of my life are almost all gone.
我们最可怕的是时间过得快的啊。
And this is a dreadful thing to face that time flies.
我们前两个月一直在准备夏令会。
And just a few weeks ago, we were preparing for the summer conference.
一下夏令会到最后一个晚上。
Now we have come to the last evening of the conference.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在主面前有得着。
That's why we need to obtain the Lord.
不然我们都白做了。
Otherwise, all this work is in vain.
听懂信息是一件事。
To understand the message is one thing.
最重要的是得到主。
But the most important thing is to receive the Lord.
我们也被主得着。
And also allow the Lord to receive us.
我们开始生命要改变。
Our life needs to be changed.
主来快了。
The Lord is coming soon.
当主来的时候，一切都定规了。
When the Lord comes, everything will be all set.
那个时候的决定是永远的决定了。
And at that point in time, everything is finalized, and that will be the case for entire eternity.
我常常说，现在没有的，将来也没有。
If you don't have it now, you will not have it then.
将来有的是我们现在有的。
And what you have then is what you have now.
所以我们要用我们一生的年日来追求主。
That's why strive to pursue the Lord with all the days of our lives.
保罗说要爱惜光阴啊。
And the Lord, the Paul says, make best use of every opportunity.
这个原文是要赎回光阴啊。
To redeem your time.
我们的光阴浪费的太厉害了。
We waste our time here and there easily.
要把光阴赎回来啊。
But we need to redeem them.
要加倍的追求主。
That's why we need to double our efforts in pursuing the Lord.
抓住我们这个时间来追求主。
To make best use of our time to pursue the Lord.
到主来的时候。
So when the Lord comes.
教会成为基督的心腹。
Church will be His bride.
心腹就说到教会的生命。
And bride speaks of the church's life.
到最后教会。这个荣耀的教会
and so that church can become a glorious church
和主相配
to be the counterpart a match of the Lord
那就是高雅婚宴的日子到了
and that's the wedding banquet of the Lamb
所以约翰在这里第一个提起基督的心腹
therefore John first mentioned the position to be the bride of the Lamb
第二他提起高雅的妻
second position is the wife of the Lamb
高雅的妻是道路
And that is the way for the church to walk on.
羔羊是太特别动物。
Lamb is a very unique animal.
羔羊活在地上。
The lamb, when a lamb lives on earth,
它就是两件事。
It does two things.
一件受苦。
One is to suffer.
一件受死。
One is to die.
人养着羊到末了一定死，对不对
？All the sheep are deemed to be killed at the end.
主耶稣来到地上。
So when Jesus came into the world,
他就受苦和受死。
He suffered and died.
他拣选十字架做他道路。
He chose the cross to be his way.
他不是到了各个他在钉十字架。
He was not crucified at the point of the on the cross.
他每一天都活在十字架的原则里面。
But every day he lived in the principle of crucifixion.
否认自己。
He denied himself.
顺服神。
Obeyed God.
走神的道路。
And walk on.God's way.
这是羔羊的道路。
That's the way the lamb choose to walk.
主的道路也成为教会的道路。
And that way will be the way for the church.
教会只有一个道路。
And that for the church, there's only one way.
十字架是我们的道路。
Which is the cross.
我们全世界上的儿女。
All the children of God in this world.
都走十字架道路。
Need to walk on the way of the cross.
所以十字架是永远敬拜的中心。
That's why we worship the cross.
十字架是永远是我们交通的中心。
That's why cross is the center of worship and fellowship.
只有十字架是我们的道路。
Only the cross is the way.
我们的道路有主耶稣的道路，卑微进入荣耀。
And our way is just like that of Jesus, from humbleness into glory.
教会道路和主一样。
Therefore, church too has to walk in the same way as Christ.
有卑微进入荣耀。
From lowliness into glory.
今天不是我们荣耀的时候。
Today is not the time for you and I to be glorified.
我们拣选十字架道路。
Instead, we need to choose the way of the cross today.
十字架在我们每一个人生活里面。
And the cross has to be seen in our daily life.
主耶稣第一次呼召门徒。
When the Lord called disciples for the first time.
跟从我。
He said, "Come, follow me."
基督说你们是要舍己。
Deny yourself.
背起你们的十字架来跟从我。
And pick up your cross and follow me.
得着魂的要失掉魂。
Those who try to gain soul life will lose soul life.
失掉魂的要得着魂。
Those lose soul life for my sake will gain life.
主讲了句非常伟大的话。
And the Lord made a very big statement there.
跟从我。
He who wants to follow me.
什么叫跟从呢
？What does it mean by following him?
他接着说，就当舍己。
Then you shall deny yourself.
跟从就是舍己。
To follow Christ means to deny yourself and give yourself up.
什么叫做舍己呢
？What does it mean by giving yourself up？
就接着说，背起自己的十字架跟从我。
So pick up your cross and follow me.
舍己就是背起十字架。
To deny yourself or give yourself up means to pick up your cross.
什么叫做背十字架呢
？So what does it mean by pick up your cross？
十字架的意义是什么呢
？What is the meaning of carrying the cross？
主接着再说。
The Lord continued by explaining.
得着魂的要失掉魂。
That those who try to reserve their soul life, they will lose soul life.
要为我失掉魂的要得着魂。
And those who is willing to let go of their soul life, they will gain the soul life.
知道这主一句话是。一个扣在一起的关系吗
？So every sentence is connected to the other closely.
你们要跟从我。
You want to follow me?
接着说要就当舍己。
Then you need to deny yourself.
要背起自己十字架来跟从我。
And then pick up your cross and follow me.
得着魂的要失掉魂。
Those who try to save their soul life will lose their life.
为我失掉魂的将来要得着魂。
But those who for my sake and gave their soul life, they will gain the soul life.
这是主耶稣的伟大呼召。
And that is the great.A calling from the Lord.
因为教会定下了道路。
And also, that is the way that He set up for the church to walk on.
我们的道路由卑微进入荣耀。
Our way is from lowliness into glory.
今天正是我们走十字架道路的时候。
And now is the time for us to walk on the way of the cross.
这就启示录所说的主。教会第二名称叫羔羊的妻。
So this is the second position written in the Revelation, the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
是的，羔羊的道路，教会的道路。
That's the way for the church.
第三个叫新耶路撒冷。
And the third position is the New Jerusalem.
是的，教会的见证和建造。
That speaks of the construction and the testimony of His church.
是要这么大的一座城。
And look, that great city.
接着说这座城。乃是形容那个新妇的。
Actually, the city is just a metaphor of the new bride.
主用新耶路撒冷城来说明 新妇有何等伟大。
And the Lord tried to describe the greatness of his bride by using a city, Jerusalem.
而讲到这个新耶路撒冷所的建造。
And Jerusalem speaks of his building work.
一块一块石头建造起来。
And how it is done by putting, placing a rock on the other.
我们非常清楚啊。
We need to be very clear about it.
神的工作绝对在个人身上的。
Yes, God's work is done individually.
我们的经历都是个人的。
So is our experience. They are very individual.
我们都要在神面前得到自己的经历。
We need to have personal experience.Each one of us.
主怎么接到我们?
And how does the Lord work on us?
在我们身上一个一个的接到我们。
One by one, He works within us.
所以我们读了耶利米书十八章。
So when we read the book of Jeremiah chapter 18,
窑匠自家的意象。
The vision of the potter's house.
这是非常伟大的一个意象。
That's a great vision.
说到神怎样建造圣徒。
That speaks the principle of how he edified his saints.
告诉我们卑微的泥土
from the lowly clay,
做成了高贵的瓷器
he can form it into noble vessels.
怎么可能呢
How could that be possible?
泥土跟瓷器差多少
How can the clay be compared to beautifully made porcelain?
泥土的最卑贱的
And the clay is very base.
全世界都是泥土
And you find clay everywhere in this world.
所以第一件事拣选了我们
But he has chosen us.
在这么多泥土当中
Among all kinds of clay,
只把我这块泥土拣选来了
God has chosen me, this clay.
我在神的手中
And he hold me in his hand.
只要开始在我身上工作
and he starts his work on me
这块泥土接下来了
he first has chosen the clay
满了掺杂
it's full of different ingredients with it
里头有各种各样的东西
it's mixed with many different materials
所以要在第一要做清洗的工作
so first thing the potter needs to do is to cleanse it
要把泥土里面所有东西都挑出去
remove all the unnecessary debris
然后把这个泥土
and then use the clay
造作一个高贵的一个 模样
and put this clay into a very nicely, nice form of mold
要做出个样子来
and so that this clay can have a shape
要把这泥土捏成那个样子
to make that clay into a particular form
那你有的地方要加多一点
and some places you need to have more
有的地方要减少一点
And some places you speed less.
有的地方要拉长一点。
Some places you need to lengthen it.
有的地方要弄远一点。
Some places you need to compress it and make it rounder.
地上泥土没有问题啊。
It's easy to do with the earthly clay.
你把它弄长了、弄短了都没问题啊。
You can do whatever you want with the clay on this earth.
你把它搓远了都没问题啊。
You make into all kinds of form and shapes.
那问题我们这个人是个活的泥土。
But the problem with us, we are living clay.
你把我们拉长一点。我们大叫。
We cry out loud when God tried to stretch us.
你们要弄短一点，叫得更凶了。
When He cut it short, we make even louder cry.
我们不能动我们的。
We do not allow God to touch us.
把我们这弄圆了、弄方了，那不容易的事啊。
It's so hard to mold us into any particular shape.
这就窑匠自家的意象。
But that was the vision of the potter's house.
匠人一定要把这个泥土做成一个形状。
The potter has to make this clay into a form.
做成一个形状。
Into a particular shape.
然后要涂上油彩。
Then after that, he will paint it over.
油彩涂上了。
Will color it and with paint.
要画上最好的一幅画。
And draw beautiful pictures on it.
这个泥土很好看了。
Now the clay looks pretty good.
不像那个本来泥土样子了。
It's no longer in the same condition as it was.
也样子也很像个器皿了。
It looks like a vessel now.
颜色也很好看了。
It has beautiful color on it.
涂上油彩了。
And there's drawing over it.
画上最好的画
and it has a beautiful drawing all over it
工作成功了没有
do you think the work is done at that point
这个样子泥土的器皿啊你不能碰的
this kind of vessel you cannot touch it at this condition
一碰它就变了样子了
if you touch it you will ruin it
它画上的画你不能摸的
and you cannot touch the pen on it
一摸这个画就掉了
and if you touch it you might wipe it out or smear the picture
所以在这里工作没有完成
therefore the work is not complete yet
要把这个泥土器皿放进火窑去
next thing you need to put this earthen vessel into furnace.
从火药这边放进去。
You put at one end of furnace.
经过一个长的时间。
And then through a long period of time.
从火药那边拿出来的时候。
It passes through the furnace when it reaches the destination.
它就变成个高贵瓷器了。
It turns into a noble vessel.
先你把这个瓷器就是打碎了。
And if you break this vessel.
打碎一万片。
Into millions of tens and thousands of pieces.
每一片上面的土画跟泥土没有办法分。
Yeah, all the drawing on this vessel cannot be separated from the vessel itself.
它永远集合在一起了。
Because they are mixed in together forever.
这就是耶利米十八章的那个宝贵的地方。
So this is the precious part of the 18th chapter of this book.
说到神的工作在我们身上。
It talks about the work of God on us.
把我们从世界里面拣选出来。
That He has chosen us out of this world.
洗我们。
He cleansed us.
这个洗在圣经里面洗是很重要的经历啊。
It's a very important experience to be cleansed.
圣经说有宝血的洗。
He cleansed us with His precious blood.
有圣灵的洗。
He cleansed us with His Holy Spirit.
保罗还有生命的洗。
And also cleansed us with His life.
宝血洗外面。
Precious blood cleanses outwardly.
圣灵洗我们里面。
Holy Spirit cleanses inwardly.
每次圣灵洗我们。
Every time when the Holy Spirit cleanses us.
都把新生命增加在我们里面。
The new life is increased within us.
这是圣灵所最伟大的工作。
And that is the greatest work of God's hand.
耶利米说窑匠之家的意象。
Jeremiah shared with us the great vision of the potter's house.
耶稣基督的最伟大的窑匠。
And then Jesus Christ is that greatest potter.
把我们这些人从各处拣选回来了。
He has chosen us from all over the places.
都有宝血洗我们。
Cleansed us with His precious blood.
用圣灵洗我们。
Cleansed us with His Holy Spirit.
把耶稣自己画在我们身上。
And draw Himself on us.
我们一定要经过火药。
And we need to go through the furnace to be tested.
时间就是火药。
Time is a furnace for us.
神在创世纪一章第一节。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created heavens and earth.
In the beginning, 在最初的时候。
In the beginning,
神的工作开始了。
God started His work.
到启示录说再没有时间了。
And at the end of the book of Revelation, it says there will be no more time.
说时间完成了。
Because time has ended.
为什么再没有时间了？
Why is there no more time?
神的工作完成了。
Because God has done His work.
时间要结束了。
So time has come to an end.
要进到永远里面去了。
And we are entering into eternity.
我们所有的人都要面对永远了。
And all of us shall face eternity.
我们得到主就在我们的时间里面。
Therefore, whatever we receive from the Lord has to be in this time.
时间宝贵吧？
So is time precious then?
时间我们要讲话怎么过去时间都跑了过去了
As we speak, time is passing.
会不会再回来啊
Will the past time return to us?
今天几号啊
What day is today?
八月三十一号八月没有了
August 31st, that means August is gone.
我记得二月二零一四年开始还是就在我眼前了
I thought we just started 2014 not too long ago.
已经八个月过去了
8 months has passed.
二零一四年只剩下四年了
We only have 4 months left for this year.
我在这里玩了我九月七号到台湾去
And September 7th I'm going to Taiwan.
我十月去中国大陆
October I'll be going to China.
我再回来到十一月了
When I return home will be November.
二零一四年没有了
2014 is almost gone.
我们要看二零一五年了
Then we need to look forward to 2015.
再转几转，我们到主那里去了，都要。
Before you know it, we are meeting with the Lord.
时间宝贵吗
Isn't time precious or not?
时间太宝贵了。
Time is so precious.
我们的时间那么快的在过去啊。
Because our time passes so rapidly.
我们时间要成就永远的事。
Therefore, we should use the time today to achieve something that's eternal.
将来有的都是我现在有的。
Whatever I have in eternity has to be what I have today.
现在没有，将来都没有。
Whatever I don't have today, don't expect you have it then.
今天决定将来。
Today will determine what we are, what we have in eternity.
今天决定永远。
Today determines eternity.
时间宝贵吧？
Isn't today important?
我们带着 若是弟兄姊妹都苏醒过来了，
if you are quickened,
可用我们的时间好好追求主，
then you need to use your time wisely to pursue the Lord.
我们这次下礼拜就有了价值了。
Then this conference will have some meaning.
明天九月一号都要下葬了，对吧？
Tomorrow we are all going home.
回去不是聚会结束了。
When you go home, doesn't mean the day.
是我们的工作开始了。
The work is done, but the beginning of God's work.
我们要开始走路了。
We need to start walking.
要把信息要到各教会里面去。
We need to live out what we learn in the conference in our own church.
是我们开始要跟随主的时候了。
And this is time for us to start following the Lord seriously.
也让主做工在我们的身上。
Allow the Lord to work on us.
耶利米十八章的意象。
The vision here in chapter 18 of Jeremiah.
是每一个人的写照啊。
It is the description of you and me.
把我们从卑贱的泥土。
From the lowly clay.
要做成个高贵的瓷器。
God is changing us into noble vessels.
窑匠的手。现在我们身上工作。
The potter's hand is working on us now.
我们要非常宝贵主的工作在我们身上。
So we need to cherish His work on us.
来，我们来到约翰福音。
Now it comes to the gospel according to John.
所有的工作都是圣灵做的。
All the work has to be done by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是谁呢？
So who is the Holy Spirit?
为什么要圣灵来做工呢？
Why does we need the Holy Spirit?
三位一体神。
The God of Trinity.
圣灵是经历的神。
Is the God whom we can experience.
圣灵是我们得着的神。
The Holy Spirit is God that you and I can obtain.
圣灵是我们能感觉的神。
The Holy Spirit is God whom we can feel.
今天我们要经历圣灵就得着神。
So we need to experience the Holy Spirit to obtain God.
圣灵掌握着所有神的工作。
Holy Spirit controls God's work.
今天圣灵在我们每一个人身上做工。
And the Holy Spirit is working on all of us now.
这就是耶利米窑匠十八章，耶利米十八章讲的。
And that is the potter's house vision.
圣灵执行这个意象。
The Holy Spirit will execute this vision on us.
把我们这个卑贱的泥土做成高贵的瓷器。
To turn us the lowly clay into noble vessels.
是主耶稣道成肉身。
Therefore, Jesus can become the flesh.
经过33年的时间在地上。
After 33 and a half years on earth.
他钉十架。
He was crucified.
他为我们死了。
He died for us.
基督的是最大的救恩。
And completed the greatest salvation.
然后就复活了。
And then he was raised from the dead.
复是我们信仰的中心。
And that is the center of our faith.
我们信为复活的主。
We believe in the risen Lord.
这为什么我们要聚会？
So why don't we want to come to the meeting?
主复活了没有？
Is the Lord risen?
主复活了没有？
Is he resurrected?
复活了。
He has risen.
主已经复活了。
The Lord is risen.
主不仅复活了。
Not only he is risen.
主升到天上。
He ascended into heaven.
升到天上降下圣灵。
And he ascended to heaven so that he can send down the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣又回来了。
That means he returns that way.
我们正在等候主的再来。
A lot of times we say we are returning the second coming of the Lord.
其实主有三次来到地上。
Honestly speaking, he has come to earth three times.
第一次道成肉身来。
First time when he was born.
我们讲的主等主再来。
When we say wait on his return.
主在肉身里面回来了。
Means when he returns in the flesh.
在这两个再来当中。
And in between these two returns,
还有一次的再来。
There's one more coming of the Lord.
是主复活升天降下圣灵。
And that is by sending down his Holy Spirit after he ascended into heaven.
主从圣灵里面回来了。
So he returns through the Holy Spirit.
人肉眼看不见。
We cannot see him in the naked eyes.
但是我们都能经历。
But we all can experience him.
圣灵是经历的神。
Holy Spirit is God whom we can experience.
主回来了没有？
Has Jesus returned?
有没有回来？
Yes, has he returned?
回来了。
He has.
主今天就在我们中间。
Because he is in our midst now.
耶稣基督这个回来。
Then this returned Christ.
我们称为秘密的回来。
Is coming back in secret.
最后一次回来。
And yet in his final return.
我们称它为公开的再来。
And that's the public return.
最后一次来的时候。
When he returns.
全人类都看见了。
Everybody will see.
全人类都认识了。
Everyone will know.
都知道耶稣神的儿子。
Know that Jesus is the Son of God.
太迟了。
But that will be too late.
命运已经 决定了。
Because the faith would have been determined.
这就今天我们传福音的重要啊。
That's why we need to share the gospel today.
要让现在人的眼睛得开啊。
So that their eyes can be opened now.
看见耶稣神的儿子。
To see that Jesus is the Son of God.
是万能的救主。
He is the Savior of all.
要决定人的永远。
And he will that will determine where people are in eternity.
而从圣灵里回来。
And he has returned through the Holy Spirit.
我们是从秘密里回来。
So that's returning in secret.
外面的眼睛看不见。
You cannot see that return of Christ with naked eyes.
外面的手摸不着。
Or neither can you touch him with your hands.
对于我们比外面看得见的还要实在。
However, this return of Christ is even more real.
耶稣基督已经回来了。
And we all know that he has returned to us.
他在我们的里面。
He is inside of us.
要充满我们全人每一个角落。
And he wants to fill every corner of our whole being.
圣灵回来。
The Holy Spirit has returned.
就是耶稣基督。
When Holy Spirit comes, that means Jesus has come.
圣灵是谁啊?
So who is Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是基督。
Holy Spirit is not other but Jesus Christ.
圣灵是复活基督。
It's the risen Christ.
四福音说到肉身里的耶稣基督。
The four Gospels describe Jesus Christ in flesh.
使徒行传开始了。
But from the book of Acts,
说到在圣灵里的基督。
It talks about the Christ that's in the Holy Spirit.
整个行传掌握在圣灵手中。
The entire book of Acts is in the control of the Holy Spirit.
就是掌握在主手中。
Also in the hands of the Lord.
到升到高天。
Who has ascended into heaven.
降下圣灵。
And sent down his Holy Spirit.
主把他自己放在圣灵的里面。
The Lord put himself in the Holy Spirit.
什么是圣灵？
So what is Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是基督。
Holy Spirit is Christ.
圣灵是复活基督。
The risen Christ.
所以有的弟兄们叫使徒行传叫圣灵行传。
That's why a lot of people said the book of Acts is the book of the Holy Spirit.
有这个弟兄问我，他使徒把使徒行传用一句话讲给我听。
And they say, you know, I can summarize the whole book of Acts in one sentence.
这句话不通的。
I said, well, that doesn't make any sense.
这个行传28章怎么用一句话来讲呢?
There are 28 chapters in that book. What do you mean by you sum it up in one word?
他这样讲，我就回答你。
Oh, he challenged me, said, can you sum it up in one sentence?
我使徒行传一句话。
I said, okay.
人在祷告。
That is, men are praying.
圣灵在注视。
And the Holy Spirit is working.
这就是使徒行传。
That pretty much describes the whole book of Acts.
我们在祷告。
When we pray.
圣灵在助攻。
The Holy Spirit works.
这就是使徒行传。
That's pretty much what happened in the book of Acts.
使徒行传是本没有结束的书。
And that book never ended.
行传二十八章一直写下来。
After 28 chapters, it's continued being written.
写了两千年，写到我们。
It has been more than 2,000 years that book still continues.
我们都在使徒行传的里面。
You and I are still living in the era of the book of Acts.
这是圣灵的行传。
That's the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
行传末了这句话。
And at the end of this book, it says,
叫神的国没有止境。
There's no end to the kingdom of God.
神的国从保罗身上一直下来。
And that kingdom of God started from Paul and continued.
今天一直传到我们这个中国人身上了。
And has continued to us Chinese.
中国人离开主太远了。
Chinese used to be so far away from God.
能够传到我们中国人的身上。
Now has come to us Chinese.
到最后了。
That means we are come to the end of God's
work. 主要回来了。
The Lord is coming back soon.
整个工作要结束了。
His work is about to be done.
我们要得到主来之，要得到主啊。
Therefore, before he returns, we need to have the Lord.
圣灵就是复活基督。
Holy Spirit is the risen Christ.
所以在约翰福音第七章。
Therefore, in John 7, it says.
那个是个祝棚节。
And at the time was the festival of tabernacle.
而祝棚节最长一个节。
And that was the longest festival.
要过八天呢。
It lasted 8 days.
这个人在节期开始的时候都很兴奋的。
You know how you are always excited at the beginning of the festival?
到了节期要过完了，人的兴奋没有了。
Now has come to the last day. The excitements are pretty much gone.
都要回去了。
It's about time to wrap up and go home.
我们好像今天也到了节期末了。
And we now have pretty much come to that point as well for the conference.
明天都要回去了。
We're all going home tomorrow.
我们比犹太人好一点了。
But we're better than those Jews.
因为大家都还是向着主先。
Because it looks like our hearts are still toward the Lord.
主耶稣是末后一天。
And that was the very last day of the festival.
站起来高声说。
The Lord stood up and said.
主说句最大的话。
He made a great statement.
圣灵要来了。
He said the Holy Spirit is come.
人若渴了。
He who is thirsty.
到我这里来喝。
Come to me and drink.
信我的人
those who believe in me
要从他腹中流出活水的江河
river of living water will flow from his within
信主的话吗
do you believe what the Lord said
信主的话吗
do you believe that
信
do you
那你里面有没有流出活水的江河
then do you have the river of the living water flowing out of you
有没有流出
do you
有流
do you
我感谢主流出来
yes thank the Lord
我在你这个年龄的时候，人问我，我不敢讲这个话。
When I was at your age, I dare not to say yes.
但主的话说，信我的人。
But the Lord says, those who believe.
从他腹中。
River of living water.
要流出活水的江河。
Will flow out from his within.
圣经马上解释了。
And the Bible continued by explaining this.
主说这个话。
The Lord meant.
就指着人受圣灵来说的。
The Lord referred this to the baptism of Holy Spirit.
那个时候。还没有圣灵。
At that time, the Holy Spirit has not yet come.
因为耶稣还没有得着荣耀。
Because the Lord wasn't glorified yet.
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
要走圣天得着荣耀了。
After Jesus ascended into heaven and glorified.
降下圣灵。
Then he sent down the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是主耶稣。
Holy Spirit is Jesus himself.
圣灵是得着荣耀的耶稣基督。
And that Holy Spirit is the Jesus Christ who has been glorified.
他明白这个分别了吧
Do you see the difference?
四福音是道成肉身的基督
The four gospel tells us the flesh that the word that become flesh
到了形状末了就同一件事复活了
But when it comes to the end of Acts Jesus was risen
然后升天了
And he ascended into heaven
升天降下圣灵
And he sent down his Holy Spirit
主耶稣又回来了
He returns again
回来不同了
But he returned in a different form.
从前耶稣基督
Before when Jesus was on earth.
四福音的里面
As described in the four gospels.
受时间空间的限制
He was limited by time and space.
一个时候只能对一个人说话
He can only speak to one person at one time.
一个时候只能在一个地方做事
He can only work in one place in one time.
耶稣复活了
But after Jesus is resurrected.
什么叫做复活
What does it mean by resurrected?
打破了时间空间的限制
He break the limitation of time and space.
等到主复活了
So after Jesus resurrected.
一个时候对千万人说话
He can speak to millions at the same time.
每一个人都觉得主在我这里
Everybody will feel the Lord is here with me.
主每一个人都觉得主对我说话
Everybody feels that the Lord is speaking to me.
耶稣打破时间的控制了
Because Jesus has broken the limitation of time
打破了空间的限制了
and the space
耶稣复活了
Because he is risen
今天能够进到我们每一个人的里面
Therefore he is able to enter into each and every one of us
能够充满每一个弟兄姊妹
He can fill every one of us
所以主耶稣那天却高声说
That's why Jesus stood up and said aloud He who is thirsty
到我这里来喝
Let him come to me and drink
信我的人
Those who believe in me
从他腹中
Rivers of living water
流出活水的江河
Shall flow out of him from within
主耶稣讲完这个话使徒行传来了
And then after this The book of Acts comes
使徒行传跟福音书隔了一页啊
And there's only one page difference between these two books
这个分别多大啊
Yeah, there's a great division
四福音里面那个门徒们多软弱啊
How weak those disciples were in the Gospels
我年轻的时候啊
When I was young
我读四福音啊
Every time I read these four Gospels
我还看不起彼得
I really despise Peter
三次否认主
He denied the Lord three times
我不会这样
I will never do that
那是我这次不认识
That's, I said that because I didn't know myself better.
看不起彼得。
I despise Peter.
慢慢看见了。
Then gradually,
四福音的里面
I realized in the four Gospels,
人都软弱。
Men were all weak.
没有一个不软弱的。
No one was not weak.
十二使徒把犹大不要算了。
And all the 12 disciples escaped from the Lord.
其他的是一个没有一个人站住的。
And while 11 of them could not stand still.
彼得是最好的一个。
And even for Peter, the best disciples of all.
他舍不得住。
And he did not want to let Jesus go.
一直跟随主。
So he followed closely.
一直跟随大祭司约柱里面嘛碰到试探了。
And he followed Jesus all the way to the courtyard of the high priest.
三次否认主。
Then he was tested. He ended denying the Lord three times. Well, if John wasn't as good as Peter,
穿这个赤身肉体,
and he actually ran away naked,
披着个麻衣,
and enclothed himself in some red
clothes, 远远跟随啊,
and followed Christ from afar,
就怕人认出他是约翰来,
he was afraid people would recognize that he was John.
约翰赶不上彼得,
so John wasn't better than Peter,
还有几个不知道跑哪里去了呢,
and not to mention the other nine where they were.
福音书里没有一个不软弱,
therefore everyone was weak in the gospel time.
这些软弱的弟兄姊妹有希望吗?
So you would say, do they have any hope?
没有盼望,
no hope at all.
到了行传,
but when it comes to the book of Acts,
一个大的事件改变了,
and a big thing changed,
圣灵降临了,
because the Holy Spirit came.
福音书开始了主耶稣降临,
in the beginning of the gospel, Jesus was born.
行传开始了圣灵降临,
and in the beginning of the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit was given.
圣灵是复活基督,
and the Holy Spirit is the risen Christ.
等到圣灵降临了,
when the Holy Spirit comes,
充满了这120人,
and filled these 120 people,
这些人本身没有改变,
and these people were still the same 120
people. 改变的圣灵来了,
but what was changed was the coming of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满了120人,
and the Holy Spirit filled these 120 people.
这些福音书里这么软弱的弟兄姊妹,
the same 120 people that were weak in the gospel,
要摇动了罗马帝国了,
they were able to become strong and shake the emperor and Roman emperor.
分别在什么地方?
What's the cause of the difference? It's the Holy Spirit.
那就从他们腹中流出活水江河,
and out from within flow out the river of living water.
没有一个力量能抵挡那个江河,
and no one can stand against the power of that river.
很快把福音传到欧洲、非洲、亚洲了,
very fast the gospel was preached out through Asia and Europe.
什么力量?
What was behind the power?
圣灵的大能,
that is the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要从我们腹中流出活水江河,
therefore rivers of living water will flow from our within.
主耶稣的话永远没有错,
the Lord will never say things wrong.
今天主要从每一个人里面流出活水江河,
in the same way he wants the rivers of living water to flow out of each one of us.
那个江河要进来才能流出啊,
but first of all the river has to come in before it can go out.
圣灵来了,
Holy Spirit has come.
这充满了120个人,
he filled, the Holy Spirit filled 120 people
first. 然后从他们身上流出,
and from them it flowed out.
开始了第一代的教会了,
and started a church of first generation.
到今天了,
until today.
我们中国人我信主就才100万基督徒,
when I was first saved there were about 1 million Christians in China.
60年变成1亿2千万,
and after 60 years we have 120 million of them.
真的太大的神奇了,
and that is a great miracle.
什么力量?
What was behind it?
我不相信这是传道人的力量,
and I don't believe it's just the fruit of the work of ministers.
圣灵显出来的大能,
but because the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵把中国征服了,
Holy Spirit conquered China. Amen.
今年圣灵五旬节降临了,
The Holy Spirit descended on Pentecost.
五旬节成为永远的五旬节,
and that Pentecost lasts forever.
圣灵没有回去过,
the Holy Spirit never returned to heaven.
圣灵在教会的里面,
the Holy Spirit is still in the church.
2000年浇灌多少神的儿女,
over 2,000 years the Holy Spirit was poured out onto children of God.
圣灵儿女一代接着一代,
generation after generation,
继续使徒行传,
and the children of God continued the book of Acts.
征服了欧洲, 征服了美洲, 征服了亚洲,
conquered China, conquered Asia, conquered Europe, conquered America.
知道圣灵的伟大吧?
Do you know how great the Holy Spirit is?
今天是圣灵的时代,
now we are in the time of the Holy Spirit.
我们看见在撒迦利亚书里面讲圣灵的经历,
and in the book of Zechariah it talks about the experience of the Holy Spirit.
它叫春雨秋雨之父,
you see the blessings of the autumn and the spring rain.
什么叫春雨秋雨呢?
What is the autumn rain or spring rain?
两次圣灵的大降临,
that speaks of two great descent of Holy Spirit.
秋雨在前面,
the autumn rain came first,
春雨在后面,
spring rain came later.
所以秋雨成为早雨,
so the autumn rain is called the early rain,
春雨成为晚雨,
and the spring rain is called the latter rain.
春雨秋雨两次的降临,
and these two rains are the two comings, two great pouring of the Holy Spirit.
第一次的降临早就已经应验了,
and the first time, first coming has occurred,
应验在五旬节,
and was realized in the time of Pentecost.
五旬节大雨降临了,
and that was a great shower of rain.
这个雨叫做秋雨。
And that was the autumn rain that came.
这些软弱的弟兄姊妹们。
And those weak brothers and sisters.
圣灵降在他们身上。
When the Holy Spirit came upon them.
地上没有一个力量能够抵挡他们。
They become so strong that nothing can stop them.
这些加利利小民啊。
These are little people in little Galilee.
里面好多都是打鱼的人啊。
A lot of them were nothing but fishermen.
没有受过教育。
They were not well educated.
没有什么装备。
And they were not equipped in any way.
圣灵降临了。
But because the Holy Spirit came.
这是摇动了罗马帝国啊。
And they become the power that shake the kingdom of emperor.
福音从他们身上广传出去。
And through them, the Holy Spirit flowed.
这是圣灵的降临。
And that was the descent of the Holy Spirit.
救恩开辟道路
and to open up the way for the gospel preaching
从山里过去从海里过去
pass through mountains go through sea
这是秋雨
that was the autumn rain
然后春雨要降临
and then the spring rain shall come
春雨降临
when the spring rain comes
是在主来之前
what comes right before the Lord's second coming
为了主要再来
it's preparing for the coming of the Lord
要预备教会
to prepare the church
迎接主的再来
for his coming at the end
读教会历史的人
if you study the church history
都相信春雨也早就降临了
and a lot of them believe that spring rain has come
这是摩罗维亚大复兴啊
started from the revival of Monrovia
读圣经的都相信春雨降临了
and a lot of them if you study Bible you know the spring rain has come
这个圣灵降临远超过五旬节
and it's greater rain than the time that occurred in the autumn rain
在德国摩罗维亚的地方
in Monrovia There was a great revival.
那天他们一个擘饼聚会。
It occurred when they had a breaking of bread meeting.
圣灵大降临了。
Holy Spirit came upon them greatly.
有两个弟兄他们没有来聚会。
There were two brothers who did not come to the meeting that day.
一个在田里种地。
One was working in the field.
一个在家里睡觉。
One was sleeping on the bed at home.
那个在田里种地你们还可以原谅。
And you can somehow forgive the one that's working in the field for not coming.
那么在家里睡觉那个弟兄能原谅吗？
But how can you forgive the one that's sleeping at home
不来薄饼在家里睡觉
instead of coming to break the bread you are sleeping at home
那圣灵不像我
but Holy Spirit is not as narrow minded as me
叫我因为不要这两个人
if I were the Holy Spirit I would just give up on those two
这天圣灵大降临了
but when the Holy Spirit came down that day
聚会弟兄姊妹被圣灵浇灌
everyone who was in the meeting were, received the Holy Spirit
在田里个也被浇灌
that the one that worked in the field was poured
睡觉那个也被浇灌
the one that was sleeping at home also received
大复兴起来了。
That was a great revival.
那复兴太大了。
That was a great revival.
这与五旬节远远赶不上的。
And that's something much greater than the revival occurred in Pentecost.
推动了整个欧洲大复兴。
And then that revival was pushed to Europe.
推动了俄国大复兴。
And into Russia.
推动了英国大复兴。
Into England.
英国大复兴推动美国大复兴。
And from England, across the ocean to America.
我们美国有大复兴啊。
Do you know in America we had great revival it's called the great awakening
英国美国的大复兴
and the great awakening in England and America
推动了韩国中国的大复兴
and prompted the great revival in Korea and China
全世界都复兴了
it's like the whole world has experienced great revival
春雨的时代
so we are now living in the time of the spring rain
正是春雨迫降的时候
and the spring rain is pouring down greatly everywhere
主要回来了
because the Lord is coming back soon
圣灵要装配教会
so the Holy Spirit needs to equip us
迎接主来
to prepare for his coming
重要吧
isn't this important
今天我们正在春雨的时候
so we are now living in the time of the spring rain
一求就得
As long as you ask, you will receive it.
我自己信主68年了。
And I have become a Christian for 68 years.
开始的时候，我看那个弟兄姊妹得圣灵浇灌，真的不是很容易啊。
You know, back in those days, it wasn't easy for people to be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
他们经过禁食啊、祷告啊、在求啊。
They really need to like fast and pray and pray.
就圣灵浇灌不是求的。
Yet, you don't really pray and then plead for the pouring of the Spirit. But you receive through faith.
你怎样信耶稣也怎样信圣灵嘛。
How do you believe in Christ? Same way you should believe in the Holy Spirit.
你怎样接受耶稣基督。
How did you accept Jesus Christ?
你接受圣灵嘛。
The same way you should accept the Holy Spirit.
我们接受圣灵。
We accept the Holy Spirit.
基督圣灵来到我们里面。
Into our hearts.
是两面大的经历。
And there are two great experiences of the Holy Spirit.
一个内住的经历。
One is indwelling experience.
一个交换的经历。
One is outpouring experience.
内住在我们的里面。
The one that's indwelling one is the Spirit abiding in us.
生命。
That, the focus is the life.
浇灌在我们的外面。
Yet the one that pours upon us.
重在能力。
The focus is on the power.
所以使徒行传第一章。
Therefore in Acts chapter 1.
主耶稣你们要波及了受圣灵的洗。
And therefore the Lord says, not to, before long you'll receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
第八节主有解释圣灵的洗。
And on verse 8, the Lord explained it to them.
圣灵要降在你们身上。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
你们要得着能力。
And you will receive power.
主讲这个能力啊。
And that word power.
原文是爆炸的能力。
Is an explosive power.
那真是个爆炸的力量啊。
And that's an explosive power.
那些一百二十位弟兄姊妹
Those 120 people
得到爆炸的力量
They all receive an explosive power
全世界没有一个力量能够抵挡他们
And there's no power in this world could stand against them
福音一下就传开了
And therefore the gospel was preached out so fast 今天
圣灵的经历就在
And today we still can experience that
在我们的身上
On us
也要成为有爆炸的力量
We need to receive that explosive power on us It's like a dynamite. Do you believe that?
我们要见证圣灵的力量。
We need to testify the power of the Holy Spirit.
经历圣灵的力量。
And experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵力量在我们身上活出来。
To allow the power of the Holy Spirit be lived out through us.
这是使徒行，这是撒加利亚书。
And that's what's written in the book of Zechariah.
秋雨，春雨之福分。
The blessings of the autumn and the spring rains.
雅各书。
In the book of James,
说那个劳力的农夫
talk about the diligent working farmers,
看见那为了地里宝贵的出产
and for the precious produce,
就劳苦工作
they work diligently,
一直等到得了秋雨春雨
until they receive the autumn and spring rains.
我们劳苦工作
We need to work diligently.
等到秋雨春雨来了
So when the rain comes,
一下把我们的劳苦都接过去了
And all the labor is gone.
看见圣灵的工作和我们的劳苦真的不一样了
You know, the work of the Holy Spirit is so different from our laboring work.
圣灵的爆炸力量
Because its power is just like dynamite.
今天春雨的时代
Now we are in the time of the spring rain.
所以撒加利亚第十二说
So
到春雨的时候
In the time of the spring rain.
要向发闪电的耶和华求雨。
Ask the rain from the Lord. The Lord is the Lord that makes the rain cloud.
一求就得。
Just ask, you shall receive.
因为春雨普降了。
Because the spring rain can come down easily.
而第九章他说句话。
Chapter 9, he says.
主在我们上面的工作。
The work of the Lord on us.
要把我们做成冠冕上的宝石。
Is to make us jewels on his crown.
主多宝贵我们
So how precious we are to the Lord.
主要成我们他冠冕上的宝石
He will make us into jewels in his crown.
这是教会啊
And that's church.
教会多荣耀啊
How glorious that is for church.
下面他保罗说一句话
And then Paul by
他的恩典何其深
And Paul says how great is his grace.
他的荣美何其深何其美
And how majestic is his beauty.
五谷健壮少男
And the grain will make the young man thrive.
新酒培养处女
And new wine the young woman.
我们每一个人活在地上
When we live on earth,
都要吃
We all need to eat.
为什么吃
Why do we need to eat?
就身体需要营养
Because our body needs nutrition.
身体没有营养
If we are, have no nutrition,Then we can live on.
而我们一个人的健康情形
And our health condition
和吃的东西关系很大
has a lot to do what we eat.
中国的北方人吃麦子
People in the northern part of China eat wheat.
南方人吃米吃稻子
And the people in the south eat rice.
大概面粉的营养价值比米高一点吧
I guess there's more nutrients in the wheat than the rice.
所以北方人比南方人强壮一点
So north people in the north are usually bigger built.
我们吃的东西和我们身体健康关系太大了
So what we eat it has a lot to do with our physical condition.
我们的树林生命
The same way our spiritual life
更需要营养
needs nutrients as well.
为什么神的儿女长不好呢
So why do we see some children of God don't grow very well?
营养不好啊
Because they are malnutritious.
吃的什么嘛
Depends on what they eat.
那我们吃的不是米和麦了
We don't eat rice.
这里说无辜健壮少男
So here says the grain make the young man cry.
新酒培养处女
And the new wine the young woman.
无辜是基督的生命
And the grain speaks of the life of Christ.
新酒说圣灵的生命
The new wine speaks of the life of the Holy Spirit.
基督生命就是圣灵生命。
And the life of Christ is the life of the Holy Spirit.
五谷健壮少男。
And grain will make the young man thrive.
我们的属灵生命。
And our spiritual life.
只有主来在我们里面的营养我们。
Can only be fed on the Lord.
所以我们要花时间和主交通啊。
That's why we need to spend time to have fellowship with the Lord.
要吸取主到我们的里面。
We need to eat of the Lord.
我们得到营养了。
We need to obtain nutrition from the Lord.
一个没有营养的弟兄，一看就知道了。
And you can easily tell when a Christian is weak.
想想新酒培养处女
and the new wine the young lady
新酒特别说到圣灵
and the new wine speaks of the Holy Spirit
新酒培养处女
and the new wine will thrive the young woman
我们基督徒不喝酒啊
We Christians don't really drink wine.
其实圣经里面没有禁酒的命令。
The Bible did not prohibit us from drinking wine.
稍微喝点酒对身体很好。
Sometimes, a little bit of wine is good for our physical condition.
我的医生就告诉我。
My doctor told me.
每天晚上喝点酒。
Drink a little bit of wine every night.
其实我在台湾的时候，医生就有这个命令。
And then my doctor gave me that prescription when I was in Taiwan.
每天晚上我喝点酒。
To encourage me to drink a little wine each night.
弟兄姊妹知道了。
After a brother and sister know.
爱心很大。
And they love me so much.
很多人给我送酒来。
A lot of people came with wine to me.
我的客厅里把酒摆满了都。
And I have so many wines in my living room.
我开会大家说我不喝酒了，大家不要送酒了。
And I have to tell them to stop giving in wine. I don't drink wine.
那么最近这个医生又叫我喝点酒。
And my daughter here again encouraged me to drink some wine.
我真的不上当了。
And I don't follow that order.
我不喝酒。
Because I don't drink wine.
我不喝这个酒。
I don't drink this wine.
我有新酒。
Because I have the new wine.
新酒是我最好的营养。
That's the best nutrient for me.
圣灵是新酒。
Holy Spirit is the new wine.
身体健康。
Will make my spiritual condition strong.
我不是在外面的身体啊。
Not just physical condition.
我说属灵的生命。
I'm talking about my spiritual life.
靠着新酒的营养。
Through the nutrient in the new wine.
新酒培养处女。
And the new wine will make young women thrive.
五谷健壮少男。
And the grain will make young men thrive.
我弟兄这边都得了两处圣经啊。
So,Get these two verses.
主是我的营养。
To know that the Lord is my nutrient.
圣灵是我的营养。
Holy Spirit is my nutrient.
得了圣灵才有力量。
If I have the Holy Spirit, I have strength.
得了圣灵才能健康。
Once I have the Holy Spirit, I can become healthy.
今天我们最后一个晚上了。
Now we have come to the last evening of the conference.
我们都有个渴慕，好不好？
Let's all have that desire.
五谷健壮少男。
Grain will make the young man thrive.
新酒培养处女。
New one, the young woman.
我们再来唱241首。
Let's sing 241.